trust, living the simple life. Beloved one, you can relax and know that the divine self of you is participating in a plan that you have agreed to. You may not know it consciously, but you have agreed to it, and it is a most divine plan. It is a plan which brings forth the remembrance of all that you are, all that you have ever been as you measure time, and all that you will ever be even beyond the concept of time. You have devised a plan for each lifetime. You have devised an overall plan for what you see yourself to be as an individual, and also for the collective consciousness. Right now, the collective consciousness of your world is going through much of upheaval. On every front, practically, you can see the issues, and they're becoming clear and clear in contrast. We spoke some years ago that you would be seeing many things coming to light, and had up to that point, and up until now, been swept under the figurative carpet, and ones did not want them to come to light. But your news media is ferreting out and presenting for you on a silver platter many issues where ones have thought they could use temporal power and enjoy it to their own benefit, not caring how it might affect other ones. Now much is coming out into the light, so that ones have opportunity to look, not in judgment, but to behold what is happening, and then to step back even farther to the place of a beholder, where you can see how everything fits into the divine plan of the at-one-ment. When you know that you have been before time began, and that you will continue, and you will, after the purpose of time has been fulfilled, there comes a trust and a knowing and a peace, that even in the midst of all the chaos that you can make for yourself, and you do, just for the drama of it, even in the midst of all that chaos that you can make for yourselves, there is peace, and there is reason for everything that happens. You are great creators. You have created, even before this reality, other realities where you have played, where you have been other life forms, intelligence which took on other forms and danced in the heavens. Then you decided, how about let's make a firmament, and we'll dance upon the firmament. Let us see how it feels to be the tree which will live 2,000 years and more. Let us watch civilizations as they come and go. Let us watch from a place, which you call in your concept of space, brothers. Let us watch from that intelligence how the ones in this reality conduct their affairs. Let us wait for an opportune moment to come to speak with the ones. As you know, there has been communication with what are called the ETs, the UFOs. You have wondered, can we be the only intelligent, inhabitable planet? In all the stars that I see in the heavens, can this one planet be the only one with intelligent life upon it? Then you have said, no, there have to be other places as well where there's intelligent life, and at some point, I know that I will have contact. Not only will you have contact, but you will have remembrance that you have lived in the other constellations. You have played in the other constellations. You are the ones who have created the other constellations, for you are the extension of the one creative thought. And being the extension of creativity, you create anything you can imagine much more. You are coming to a place now of acknowledging the truth, a place now that allows you to give more value as you understand yourself, more value to yourself. In other words, you are not just a mere personality living out this one lifetime, but you are part of a vast web of consciousness. As you have the courage to do the improv, to skip ahead a few pages, to change the scripting a bit, everything else has to readjust itself, including your leaders and all that what you had thought they were playing with. All of that has to change and does change because you have changed. Now a quiz. We have talked many times about this. What is the underlying reason? Why, if you make a shift within yourself, does it affect other ones and make a shift in them? Because there is no separation. There is only oneness. To live life as the one has been the knowingness from the moment there was thought to create. For in the moment when the thought came to create, there was a knowing of oneness, before time, so it is hard to speak in concept of time. In truth, there was a flow of creative energy as one, a flow, if you will, of intelligence, which began to branch out as rivers sometimes do. Then the farther away from the first creative thought of, what can we create? The farther out on the branches one seemed to be, so a particular branch may say, well, I'm not the same as this other branch, and I'm certainly a lot like that branch. I mean, look, we're different. But are they? They are from the same source. You are one, all one, and yet multidimensional as the creative one which you are. I speak this to you many times in different ways in order to get you up off your rear end and to know how wonderful you are. The potential that you are is astounding. Even the potential that you bring forth in a lifetime is but the tip of an iceberg of who and what you are. Most wonderful being, never put yourself down. Always believe in the best of yourself and of others, and believe and know and trust in the atonement. The realization of at 1 month, because in time, that, I guarantee to you, is going to be realized. Allow yourself to live the simple life, to trust, to know that truly you are one, and that all is working together for the atonement. Now, we speak of trust. It has the subtle connotation of something that is going to happen in the future. In other words, I trust that everything is going to work out okay. Trust is a very good first step. It allows you maybe the first rung on the ladder or the first step, and it takes a bit of the discipline to choose to trust, because in the next moment the world may bring you something and ask, "Oh yeah? How do you feel about this?" You take that deep breath and you trust that everything is in divine order as it is. Then you can move from that place of trust, which is a willingness, a decision, if you will, to the place of knowing your power to live the simple life, living moment to moment to moment. Knowing that always, when you put your foot out for the next step, there is going to be the next stepping stone. Trust, as I have said, is your first decision. I trust that there is going to be a stepping stone when I lift my foot, and I'm going to put it down somewhere. I trust. But then you come to a place where you just go, because you know that whatever you need is going to be provided for you. You are divine. You are the creative principle in action. Therefore, how could you not be taken care of? How could you not be loved? You are loved with a love which is greater than any human understanding. It is the love which flows from before time began. The love which allows you to activate the body, to activate the mind. The love that is your true being. You live and move and have your being in that love. For so long you have been taught that you have to struggle to prove your worthiness, that you have to make the right decision, that you have to live up to perhaps the parents' expectation, the peers, whatever your profession could be, etc. For so long you have been taught that there is a little piece of you that is not quite perfect yet, no matter how hard you have worked on it. I tell you now how loved you are. You are a most beautiful, radiant, radiant being. I have seen you move through what you would see to be the heavy energy obstacles, heavy judgment of self and others, until you came to a place where you began to laugh at yourself, and to see how seriously you were taking yourself. And you came to the most wonderful place of laughter about self. It is a most healing place. When you can take the deep breath and behold, when you can stand back and laugh at yourself, know that you are healed. Laughter is the great healer. The great healer, because it says, I love myself enough to laugh at myself. Wonderful human being that I am, I can laugh at myself, and it changes the energy around you. So first, you trust. You have the willingness, the discipline to say, I choose to see things differently. I choose to trust that everything is in a divine order, even if I don't see it. Even if I can't see it at this moment, I trust. And then I move into the place of the simple life, the joy of just being, knowing that always I am taken care of. You have always been taken care of, and you can live in that knowing. It is the simple life. Do not worry about where you are going to lay the head each evening. There will be a place. If there is not a place in a dwelling place, there is a soft grass under the stars. Whatever you need will be provided for. If you need shelter, there will be the tree that will give you a shelter, perhaps a cave where you will find shelter, perhaps a friend will offer shelter. Always you will be taken care of. Do not worry about what you are going to put on with respect to raiment. Always you will have the clothing that you need. Always you will have what you need because you are that which you are. You are that which you need. You supply that which you need as you go through any lifetime, any dimension, any reality. Always you have been taken care of. So allow yourself to live the simple life. Take no thought for the morrow, not the worrisome thought. Yes, you may do a bit of planning as far as the world sometimes asks you to do, make arrangements ahead, but you will find that easy to do. Take no worrisome thought. Take no thoughts as how long you are going to live, how you are going to live, where you are going to live. Truly, it matters not. What does matter is how you live in the attitude of life. No need to worry about the golden coins, no need. You have come through that place, the valley of the shadow of death, where you felt that everything was heavy and pressing in on you, and it surely had meant death, at least to the happiness. But then you came out of the valley and you looked up, and what did you see? The most beautiful splendor of the mountains which you created. As you create the valley, so you create the mountains. As you create even what seems to be troublesome, you also create the solution. Live the simple life. Choose to trust. And then let go even of the trust and know the power of just being. So be it.